In the autumn of 1962, at her home in North London, Sylvia Plath began to write Ariel, the collection of poems that would make her name.
Stasis in darkness, then the substanceless blue pour of tor and distances. God's lioness, how one we grow. Pivot of heels and knees, the furrow splits and passes. Sister to the brown arc of the neck I cannot catch.
Those last poems in Ariel and so are just spat out. They come out at such a rate, and they're so intense and concentrated. This is really special.
Plath never appeared on television. In this radio recording in her final months, she stressed her preference for intellectual rigour over a poetry of self-pity.
I think my poems come immediately out of the sensuous and emotional experiences I have, but I must say I cannot sympathise with these cries from the heart that are informed by nothing except, you know, a needle or a knife or whatever it is. I believe that one should be able to control and manipulate experiences, even the most terrifying, like madness, being tortured, this sort of experience. That one should be able to manipulate these experiences with an informed and intelligent mind.
Despite the dark and tormented subject matter of her writing, Plath led an outwardly traditional life as a wife and mother, married to fellow poet Ted Hughes. A rare interview of them together captured a moment of domestic harmony.
I think our domestic life is practically indistinguishable from all the people who live around us. The only main difference is that Ted doesn't go out to work at 9 and come home at 5. He retires about 9 to his room and works. But I certainly have a life just like all the other housewives and mothers in our district, and shopping dishes and taking care of the baby and so forth. And I think very few people have an idea I do anything at all except household chores.
Would you say that your temperaments are parallel, or do you think they're in conflict?
I think superficially we're very alike. We like the same things, we live at the same tempo. But obviously this is a very fortunate covering for temperaments that are extremely different.
In spite of the appearance of a happy marriage, Plath had struggled with depression from her late teens. Her mother, Aurelia, was interviewed by the BBC.
I was constantly asking her to make choices, not to accept every opportunity that came along. I felt that she was pushing herself hard, and I was always fearful, especially after her first breakdown, that she was pushing herself and too demanding of herself.
She had to be the perfect American housewife, the perfectly beautifully groomed wife, the perfect housewife. She also had to be the most brilliant poet of her generation. And I mean, this. Something's got to give, hasn't it? I mean, it is tragic.
In her poem, Lady Lazarus, Plath reflected on her several suicide attempts.
I have done it again. 1 year in every 10, I manage it. Dying is an art, like everything else. I do it exceptionally well. I do it so it feels like hell. I do it so it feels real. I guess you could say I've a call. It's easy enough to do it in a cell. It's easy enough to do it and stay put. It's the theatrical comeback in broad day to the same place, the same face, the same brute, amused shout, a miracle that knocks me out.
In the early hours of the 23rd of February 1963, during one of the coldest English winters ever, Plath committed suicide by placing her head in a gas oven. She was 30 years old.
Lines that have haunted me that were taken from Ariel, from the poem called The Elm. Just Elm, I think. I am inhabited by a cry. Nightly it flaps out, looking with its hooks for something to love.
Plath mythologized her personal life in her writing, investing aspects of her emotional biography with profound dramatic significance. When her final poems were published posthumously in Ariel in 1965, Plath became one of the most significant voices of the 20th century, not simply for poetry, but also for women.
She gets classed as a feminist poet, whether she'd like it or not. So we keep treating her as a feminist martyr. That's to uncomplicate a very complicated person. No one could get it right with Sylvia.